trade disputes, flattening yield curves, higher inflation. These all have economists worried a recession may soon be coming. A report from Goldman Sachs put the likelihood at 17.6% in the next 2 years. As Wyoming recovers from a recent energy downturn, we ask whether the state is ready to handle another economic slowdown. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim has more.
Outside TNT Motorsports in West Laramie, Andy Thompson shows off a sleek blue R1 motorcycle.
They're 180 horse stock. Definitely a lot of fun to ride.
Thompson is vice president of the shop, which is lined with dirt bikes, watercrafts, and gear with neon and red patterns. Yamaha and Fox logos hang on the wall as a yellow-shirted customer eyes the latest YZ450 dirt bike. Thompson recalls the recession back in 2008 well. He says revenues dipped. They didn't hire back part-time workers. They left. Financing got a lot harder for customers. Recessions really hurt shops like this.
I mean, we're in the recreational business. It's mostly for play. It's not like a grocery store where people have to go and get stuff, you know, during a recessionary time. That gets to be a more questionable product.
While they've recovered since then, the idea of another recession in the next few years does not excite Thompson. He says it would be tough.
It always is, isn't it? That's one of those things that you do worry about.
A recession could come sooner than expected. A Goldman Sachs Investment Management Division report says the chance of a recession is under 20%, but it's been growing over the past 2 years. And since that analysis in January, economists have become increasingly concerned. Dr. Ernie Goss with the Creighton University Economic Outlook says there are a number of factors now occurring that could lead to a recession. One major worry is the impact of tariffs that would affect automakers, agriculture, and manufacturing.
If in fact this met with higher trade restrictions, more trade skirmishes with our trading partners, that will slow global growth. It will slow U.S. growth.
Meanwhile, University of Wyoming economist Rob Godbey says the economy is on overdrive right now. Most economic signs are positive.
That would suggest that we're at the top of the business cycle.
Unemployment is coasting below 4%.
We have good growth. Manufacturing is growing. If we look at the service sector, it's growing.
Stock markets are doing well. Oil prices aren't too high or too low.
But the trouble is, when you're on top, there's only one direction to go.
And if that downward direction comes soon, Godbey does not think the state is prepared to handle it. For a few reasons.
One is it would hurt our energy sector because energy demand would go down when economic activity went down. And that would reduce our revenues when we're already in a revenue shortfall situation.
Godbey explains energy prices and production have been low for a while. And a recession could make that even worse. Tariffs would also hurt Wyoming, which depends on exporting coal, trona, agricultural products, meat. Tourism could go down too. All of it would pile onto that revenue shortfall. Getting through a recession calls for lean times, but Wyoming is already there.
And then we would have to turn to either more austerity, greater cuts, or we may have to try to raise additional revenues at a time when the economy is not doing very well.
Like raising taxes. Godbey says the state's difficulty with the recession would go beyond revenue. He says Wyoming also lacks buffers, like economic diversity or a big rainy day fund.
We're using our buffer right now, while we're in the rest of the country is in good times. And that's probably a bad place to be.
This past legislative session, $341 million was allotted from the Rainy Day Fund. Wyoming's revenues generally go up when the rest of the country is in recession. However, Godbey says energy prices are currently too low to outweigh a recession. Still, not everyone thinks Wyoming is in a bad position. Chairman of the House Revenue Committee Mike Madden disagrees with Godbey's assertion the state's rainy day fund wouldn't be enough to fill revenue gaps. He points out it's valued at $1.5 billion.
Compared to other states, we're in an enviable position because we do have a pretty good cushion that we can lean back on.
Madden admits if it's a long-term recession, that could change things. During the energy downturn in the past 3 years, legislators have spent $613 million of the fund. Another member of the Joint Revenue Committee, Senator Cale Case, says getting through another recession would force the legislature to seriously look at getting rid of tax exemptions or at increases in wind tax or corporate income tax. Case says he does see Wyoming as particularly vulnerable to a recession right now, and perhaps even worse off than back in 2008, when energy prices were much higher.
We haven't broadened our tax base. We haven't shrunk government services and things that we have to pay for in any appreciable amount.
According to Creighton University's Dr. Ernie Goss, he could see a real economic slowdown coming as soon as the second half of 2019. So the state will find out if it's prepared soon enough. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.